what you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. Over the past few days, it's been impossible to turn on a television without seeing updates about the manhunt and capture of the second Boston Marathon bomber. We hit the streets to find out how you feel the media is portraying the entire situation.
Sam, Chapel Hill. They kind of jumped the gun originally when they said that they had somebody and they had a suspect in court. So I was kind of started off bad, but they've been doing pretty well since then, I think. A lot of times they don't have a lot to talk about because they have to wait for new information to come out. But overall, I think they, other than the initial mess up, they've done pretty well.
Sheila Sigmund, and I currently live in Durham, North Carolina. My personal opinion, I think that when things of this nature are over publicized, that it actually brings more attention to people that may have some of these ideas in their head, and it may make something else come about. I'd like to see it kind of die down and see more about some of the victims and some of the families and how they're surviving.
Vicki Cook in Chapel Hill. Sometimes it seemed a bit over the top. However, I think everyone was so interested in knowing what was going on that maybe there was no other way to do it. I think mainly everyone just wanted to be informed and did want to know what was happening. And just were very grateful when the fellow was captured.
Do you think that the media has done a sufficient job of covering the manhunt and capture of the second Boston Marathon bomber?
Brian from Chapel Hill.
Well, I think it's a difficult question. Anytime you have a controversial issue and folks want to report early, and I don't really have an opinion on whether or not they jumped the gun. I just think it's a problem with the 24/7 news cycle and folks trying to get ahead of the story. I think it's just symptomatic of our culture today. In the media.
Will, Chapel Hill. In terms of, I guess, quality, they did a pretty good job. Quantity, I thought, was a bit much. They just ran with it all day long. It's just funny how, a certain news story will just take over and the others will disappear.
Mary Bear, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think the media glorifies violence. I also think the reason all of the school children are being shot is this, the moment of fame.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.